Kid Clit, welcome to the newest episode of the Pussy Centipede. In the last episode, we introduced the first chapter of Doctor of Kitties' tale from the past in the 1960s, man. This sweet kittiness. Doctor of Kitties was a lonely doctor, medical student, man, living in upstate New York town Ellensville. And he was obsessed with Annabelle. I guess you could say she had been the one that got away. Let's get back to our story. Every Friday night when medical school let out for the week, Doctor of Kitties went to the crappy boarding house he lived in and packed a small duffel bag. It contained nothing but a bottle of grape Fanta, Annabelle's favorite drink, a black pair of diesel bootcut stretch jeans, and a brown Stussy t-shirt. It was all Doctor of Kitties needed for his weekend excursions. As he tiptoed down the stairwell, he saw his landlady, the fat, disgusting turd, Mrs. Cumafuckian. She was a whore, and so many people came in her face every day that her hair was matted down with cum and her skin was covered in a slimy layer of cum so that she was like some kind of slime monster, man.
Hey, Doctor of Kitties, where are you going? You seem mysteriously gone every weekend. I never see you at the parties in the Ellenville bars and with the whores.
Meow, meow, meow! I'm visiting my sickly mother, meow, meow, meow! She lives in Mountainburg!
Oh, okay. What a good chap kitty you are. It's so good to spend the weekends with your sickly mother. I just hope it's not something incestuous.
And then Mrs. Cumafuckian slid down the banister using her cum as a lube and slid down so fast she shot through the foyer door and out into the street and landed in a cum slide like a cum slipping slide, man.
Meow, meow, meow!
Thought Doctor of Kitties, and he thought about how Mrs. Cumafuckian had two sons back in Upstatenburg, and how shitty it must be to have such a shitty cum-covered mother like that. And it made him glad his mother was dead, man, because he wasn't really visiting his sickly mother. His weekend trips to Mountainburg were to go visit the house he bought. He bought it under the name William Cockmeister. It was a secret identity he kept, because after he heard that Annabelle married Meowford, he couldn't deal with life anymore, so he had to split his personalities up. Back in Ellenville at medical school in the boarding house, he was Doctor of Kitties. But whenever he went to Mountainburg, he became William Comfort, I think. Whatever. William Comfort was his fake name. So he got into his brown Mustang, and it was a 1972 brown Mustang, and he started driving it upstate to Mountainburg, to the house he'd bought. He spent most of his medical school income maintaining the house, and every day he came to the house, he bought a fresh steak at the local butcher, and got two 2-liter bottles of grape Fanta, and when he walked into the house, he was William Comfort, and he was married to Annabelle. She wasn't married to Meowford in this world. And when he entered the door, she'd say, "Oh, William Comfort, I'm so glad we got married and we're together. And you're not that loser Doctor of Kitties. He was a failure, that's why I didn't marry him. But William Comfort never failed at anything."
"Meow, meow, meow, that's right, meow, my wife, Annabelle. I'm William Comfort, meow, 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 and I never failed at anything, meow, meow, meow."
And Doctor of Kitties would sit in the dining room with his steak, eating it, and drinking grape Fanta, and he'd pour an empty glass and fill it with grape Fanta and put it there and say, "Meow, meow, meow, Annabelle, I got you your favorite soda." And he'd pretend he'd hear her say, "Oh, William Comfort, you're so thoughtful. You're such a wonderful husband. I love you so much."
"Meow, meow, meow, I love you too, Annabelle. Meow, meow, meow."
And then Dr. of Kitties would wrap his arms around himself. But he could feel Annabelle there, even though she really wasn't, because he was fucking crazy, man. And he'd hug and he'd kiss himself so hard that sometimes cum would shit out of his kitty dick, man. And he'd have cum in his diesel jeans. But he never washed them. He let the cum dry and stay in the diesel bootcut jeans, even though they cost him $69 at Marshall's. It's because he knew that cum came out for Annabelle, and he wanted it. It was the only physical evidence of their love, even though their love wasn't real, because she was down in Hartford married to Meowford, and she didn't love Doctor of Kitties in the real world. But in his mind, up in Meownsburg, in the house he kept for them, where Doctor of Kitties pretended to be William Comfort, they were in love, and they were married. And everything worked out. That was until Sunday night, when he had to head back to medical school, back to Ellenville, and be Doctor of Kitties again. Lonely Doctor of Kitties, alone, without Annabelle. But maybe there'd be a way to change things. And when Doctor of Kitties came home that Monday night, he saw a letter sticking in his mailbox, and the return address was Annabelle. When he opened it, he was like, "Meow, meow, meow! I know Annabelle left me, Howard! Meow, 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 meow!" And said Doctor of Kitties, man, because he was so happy. And he opened the letter and read it to himself.
"Meow, meow, meow! Dear Doctor of Kitties, I received your letter the other day and glad to hear you're doing well and in medical school. I'm sorry that things did not work out for us, but I think you were a good chap. And I believe that you'll always hold a special place in my meow, meow, meow heart as my friend. You will remain in the friend zone of my heart, meow, meow, meow. And by the way, meow, 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 I'm pregnant from Meowford. Take care, Doctor of Kitties. Always your friend, meow, 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 Annabelle."
And Doctor of Kitties was like, "What the fuck, man? Are you kidding?" And he was like,
"Meow, meow, meow, what the fuck, man? Are you kidding? Meow, 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 she's pregnant."
And he was like thinking to himself, and he's like, "Well, now that she's pregnant, man, there's no way I'm going to fuck up their marriage now that they have a baby." And he's like, "Well, a baby's nothing. When I break up Annabelle's marriage, she can bring the baby to live in the house I have for her. I don't mind a baby, even if it is from Meowford, that fat piece of shit. I'll figure things out, because I'm Doctor of Kitties," is what he said. And then he was like,
"Meow, meow, 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 I'll figure things out, meow, meow, meow. I'm going to write Annabelle the best letter ever and convince her to leave Meowford, and I'm a good writer."
And that's it, man. That's the second chapter done of this sweet kittiness, man. I hope you like it, man. It's all a tribute, man, to Patricia Highsmith, man. Anyway, this episode was brought to you by Diesel Bootcut Jeans, man. I'm Kid Clit. Stay tuned for the next episode of the Pussy Centipede, man. That's my cover. The crash just dies, man.